This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Asking the question, what sport do you miss most during the pandemic? Really fascinating. A bunch of people jumped in and they were like, well, now it's baseball, so...
Because most of it would be over, right?
Yeah.
Hockey would be over?
Hockey and basketball would be like...
Basketball would be
just
in
about
finals.
Wrapped yeah. up. And NHL runs almost exactly the same as the NBA. So the whole reason that I brought this up is Monmouth University has put out a poll to determine which sport people miss most during the pandemic. Do you guys want to take a guess?
High lie.
That is not in the top 10.
Where did this poll come from?
Monmouth University.
Where's Monmouth?
Northeast?
They'll say baseball, number one.
Okay.
Northeast what?
I'm just going to guess like the Massachusetts, New England area. So I'm going to say baseball is more important than hockey and basketball to the Northeast people.
West Long Branch, North... Or New Jersey.
Boom. Called it-ish. Reggie, do you have a real answer, or would you like to stick with High Lie?
Sure, High Lie's not a good answer.
Yes, it's not the 1980s anymore.
Isn't that a commercial? You're talking about the High Life? Like,
no.
The beer commercial?
High Lie is a sport that you had those big curved wooden things or whatever, and you would fling the ball out of. It was really big, like in the 80s, and people thought it was going to take off, and then it didn't.
I'm gonna go with basketball.
All right.
Good guess.
Basketball is wrong.
Oh well.
So I got it right.
I'm gonna go back to Highline now then.
The interesting thing about this is football is third on the list. Ahead of, even though football,
they really miss the finish of the XFL.
Or, yeah, I guess. So they're still hurting about the AAF. But football is third. Three times as many people voted for football as they did hockey. So it goes baseball, 25%, basketball, 19%, football, 14%, hockey, 5%, soccer, 4%, golf, 3%.
Oh.
The thing about golf, though, right now is golf is...
I don't even know. Let's go check the leaderboard of the game, the sport that is happening that they won't even show on television.
You will like this text, Bassick, from the 559. Why the heck is the golf channel not showing the live tournament? It's nowhere to be seen. Oh.
And by the way, Rory's now tied with Spieth in second. Spieth's done for the day. Had a great day. Did the same thing yesterday. But you can't even watch it unless you want to pay the PGA Tour $65 so you can watch golf.
Hey, it's not like Rory McIlroy and Jordan Spieth are big names. Oh, wait. So you have a tournament with all these big names, and two of the biggest names are at the top, and they're like, either way. Yeah.
Varner's still leading. He's done for the day, too. He finished at 11 under, 4 under for the day. It's amazing to me that golf came back, and I know that there's been NASCAR. I don't want to try to demean those. It's just something that I don't really follow. I believe... Reggie, isn't it some soccer's happening around the world,
yes,
too,
the
right
Bundesliga
now?
Yes, the Bundesliga is back. I believe the Spanish League should be coming back here soon, and then Premier League in England should be coming back in a couple of weeks.
I guess just for the United States of America, I would say golf is up there. It's not baseball, basketball, or football, but it's up there. And they came back, and they decided not to show the event on Friday. Yesterday, it did start at, I believe, 11 a.m. on the golf channel.
Yeah.
But freaking today, you missed Jordan Spieth. You missed Rory McIlroy having great days. Bubba Watson looks like he had a good day. Like, there's major players that are done for the day. Kepka's on the 17th hole. He's having a pretty good day. But it doesn't matter because they decided you will only watch this if you give us $65 of your money.
Now, Reggie, when the Premier League comes back, are you excited about such powerhouses as FC Manchester and Barcelona United?
What are you doing right now?
Just messing with you.
But yes, I'm extremely excited.
From the 214 F1 racing and from the 229 hockey. So the breakdown goes like this. Baseball, 25%. Basketball, 19%. Football, 14%. Then it goes hockey, soccer, golf, 5-4-3. And then tennis, motor racing, boxing, UFC, MMA all combined together, and the Olympics all get 2%.
That's a good point, because this was supposed to be Olympic summer, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We wouldn't be there yet, right?
But because it's usually like in the beginning of July.
Yeah, because think of the NBA, right? The NBA has their NBA finals. It's not conflicting at all. Like, if you're in the NBA finals, it doesn't mean you're kicked off the Olympic team because it's happening. So you get more like mid-July is when that kind of gets going. And I know my wife, who she is a track runner in high school, is like disappointed. The other day we were watching the Usain Bolt documentary, I believe on Netflix, and she's like, man, I'm going to miss, you know, all the sprinting events and, you know, when it comes to the Olympics. So,
okay. Then is it, I know you guessed that baseball would be number one.
Well, once I knew that Monmouth was in the Northeast, I think this is just, I was blessed enough to be great at baseball, to play it for a long time and then play it around the country. And it's just, you get a feeling in different regions of our country how important baseball is. And in the Northeast, baseball, even though we get good numbers for Rangers, especially when they're good at baseball, but baseball is way more important if you've kind of just lived your life in this metroplex. If you go up to the Northeast, baseball is way more important in the Northeast than it is here in our metroplex.
So a lot of people are voting for baseball outside of this one rogue from the 720 that says, I really do miss Hi-Li. I'm curious, what would it be for you, though, if you were just answering? Because from the 972, I really miss Stars playoff hockey. You would potentially be, I mean, maybe the Mavs wouldn't be there, but you would be in the midst of the NBA Finals, and you would have seen playoff basketball from the Mavs. Does that take precedent over baseball, or is it just the fact that baseball should be happening now?
For me, playoff basketball is more important than regular season baseball. Look, I would have them both on, but let's just say I was doing the Rangers pre and post game show at the new ballpark. I haven't been to the media area, but if I was in the media area hanging out with Sandler as he kind of sits above Nadell and Hicks, I'd be like, hey, on your television up here, this little small television, can you turn on the Lakers versus Clippers? And he would want to, too, right? I mean, we'd have one TV on. We'd have on the Ranger game, because we need to see also the television part of it, too. But the other television, we would definitely be putting it on the Eastern Conference or Western Conference Finals, because that's very important to us to watch, too.
If this helps you on the basketball front, I have a couple of basketball notes to go along with this. Did you see Shams Charania has said that the clubs will be allowed to go from 15 players to 17 players on the roster once they head into the bubble? So my thought would be, you know, pull up some two-way players.
Yeah, I would say that's nice for those guys, because if they get, you know, 8 days of NBA service time or 8 games worth of NBA paychecks, that's awesome for them. But I don't care. There's no way that those players can actually help me in a playoff game.
What if they become needed because there's an outbreak?
Well, if there's an outbreak on your team and not the other team,
you're probably going to lose. Yeah, yeah.
The Frisco Legends, Texas Legends, aren't going to help me out beating the LA Clippers or Denver Nuggets.
And then the other thing that I wanted to throw out, specifically basketball related, did you see? It looks as though Magic Johnson is going to get the Last Dance treatment.
Oh, I thought you were about to say he was going to be added to the Lakers team this
Obviously, I would want to see that. But
would happen if they did that? Like, every team, you get to bring back one legend.
Like Dirk.
Wouldn't that be, I mean, I don't even know if his body can. And, Magic's obviously way older. But, yeah, if you just added, since you're opening up these spots, you just add a legend. But
okay,
wouldn't the legend say no? They're like, I'm not going to go live in this bubble forever.
Who would benefit most? Is it the Mavericks by picking up Dirk? I feel like it's not the Lakers by picking up Magic Johnson.
I mean, unfortunately
probably.
For them, you would want to pick up Kobe, but he's not.
Right.
Alive.
I went out of my way specifically not to say that, but thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, you would have to go with recent superstars who's retired.
You think Jabbar has still got it? You still think he could skyhook over people?
He could definitely still skyhook. I don't know if he could do all the up and down.
What about Tim Duncan? Would he help get the Spurs in the playoffs?
He wouldn't help, but if the Spurs were really good at basketball, that would help.
So I'm intrigued by this decision. I'm not saying that Magic Johnson's story isn't worthy, but I'm surprised because they did the three-part Lakers-Celtics, you know, best of rivals or whatever it was called, and they did a three-part. And it really,
and they did a Magic Larry thing on NBA TV, yeah, which was awesome. Hey,
I'll watch it.
I have two NBA jerseys autographed and framed in my house, and it's Magic Johnson and Larry Bird.
Really?
Because of how much I loved. Dirk, huh? I do have a Dirk autographed jersey. I just don't have it framed just because I don't exactly know exactly where I would put it.
Because you like wearing it. It's okay. You can just say
yeah, that's fine.
But Magic and Larry meant so much to my childhood and falling in love with the sport. So I don't mind if they want to do a 10-part series on Magic Johnson. The thing is Magic and Larry, to me, go hand in hand. Yeah. It's like you can't do a Magic Johnson deal without a lot of it being against the Celtics and Larry Bird.
And it even goes back to college, too.
Yeah.
Like with Michigan State and Indiana State. So
I feel like if you're doing a Magic Johnson, I don't know how you don't do a Magic Johnson / Larry Bird, because they, both of them together, brought the NBA into the spotlight of America. We did not care as Americans. And obviously, you know, it wasn't an international sport, you know, like it is now. Nobody cared about the NBA in 1978, 79,
right,
when Bill Walton won for the Blazers in 77 and Dennis Johnson was helping the Seattle Sonics. Nobody cared.
The finals are on tape delay.
Yeah.
It's astonishing. From the 720, I miss the USA women's soccer team kicking ass in the World Cup. Shout out to Alex Morgan and her one-month-old baby. Oh, congratulations. 774, baseball is religion. My addiction for it is intense. From the 214, I'm missing the Allen Americans playoff hockey and FC Dallas. From the 956, I'm still sad that we didn't get the NCAA tournament and still no Masters. And from the 817, nothing like the Olympics, which we're supposed to be right about now. We get shout-outs for soccer, lacrosse. From the 817, I really miss the Dallas Stars. I've watched every game over the past 8 years. Holy crap, every single game. And then we get this from the 817, because we always get a weird twist off of some of the things we bring up. The thing about high lie is it was and is a very corrupt sport, just like dog racing. Always a fixed outcome. So of all those things,
right,
they focused on high lie. So,
and also, I was wrong about soccer. I believe La Liga's already started back, and then Premier League is coming back, I believe, next week. So even quicker table on that. So, you know, go ahead and get your, I don't know what team you're supporting.
Barcelona United.
That's
Let's
not
do it.
A thing, but we're going to get you in there.
Manchester County. You can
what?
Cheer for them. Doing that just to irritate you. Well, we'll put all those highlight people in the category that said other, and that was 2%.